أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. إلهي جودك بسط أملي وعفوك أفضل من عملي.
Brothers and sisters, we reached this excerpt of this whispered prayer. إلهي جودك بسط أملي وَعَفْوُكَ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عَمَلِي. My Lord, it is your magnanimity that expanded my hope, and surely your pardon is superior to my deeds. What the true supplicant has in his mind in the beginning is that knowing that the Almighty Allah is magnanimous, knowing how huge his vast ocean of mercy is, the true servant must ask him huge requests. And this asking for greater needs and things is what is praised in our supplications and other traditions. But this is only achieved through the recognition of the Almighty Allah. This is what we have insisted upon from the beginning of this version of the program. One of the most significant requisites for the acceptance of a prayer is the knowledge of Allah, the true belief in His absolute power and strength, in actualizing what the servants ask from Him, in concealing their sins, in giving them what they want, and in giving them what befits them. In this regard, it is reported that once Imam Sadiq alayhi salam recited the verse, "Is not he the one who answers the call of the distressed when he invokes him?" So he was asked, "Why is it that we invoke but we are not answered?" And Imam alayhi salam replied, "Because you invoke the one whom you do not recognize, and you pray for what you do not know." This tradition, brothers and sisters, is emphasizing on the importance of the role of the supplicant's awareness of the object of prayer, of the one who is asked from in the acceptance of prayer. Imam Ali alayhi salam says in a whispered prayer, "Immaculate is he on whom relies every believer and of whom every denier is in need. No one can become needless except by the grace of what is with him." So, a part of the recognition and true ma'rifah is that a supplicant should know that Allah is near to him, nearer than any other thing, and that he is aware of his soul, and that he is the one who intervenes between him and his self.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places, on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
In this part we say, Ilahi juduka basata amali, my Lord, it is your magnanimity that has expanded my hope. وَعَفُوكَ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ عَمَلِي, and surely your pardon is superior to my deeds. Let us now have a quick look at what we have already mentioned about hope, about entertaining a good opinion of the Almighty Allah. Of course, entertaining a good opinion of the Almighty Allah is first in need of true recognition of the Almighty Allah. And in this regard, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is narrated to have said, when you pray to Allah, turn to Him with your heart and think as if your need were at the door. This is the true meaning of husnul dhanni billah. This is the true meaning of being hopeful of Almighty Allah's mercy and His answer. Sometimes the supplicants are not aware of the fact that sometimes it might be that their response in supplication might be delayed, and it is for their own benefits, but they start somehow entertaining a bad opinion of the Almighty Allah. But this excerpt of whispered prayer is explicitly telling us that when we look at this ocean of mercy of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can never despair of His mercy. Ilahi juduka basata amali, my Lord, it is your magnanimity that has expanded my hope. It means true recognition of the Almighty Allah, that He is magnanimous, knowing His huge magnanimity will expand our hope, and all human beings are alive through hope. وَعَفُوكَ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ عَمَلِي, surely your pardon is superior to my deeds. Even if you have an ocean of sins with you, if you are hopeful of Almighty Allah's mercy, it is the one who can forgive all your sins. And one important thing that has been emphasized in our traditions is that you should never be hopeless of His mercy. Because if you are not hopeful of His forgiveness, this means you haven't recognized Him completely. This means you do not know your Lord as an infinite one. the one who cannot have mercy upon you, the one who cannot forgive you. And yet, the Almighty Allah is pure from such things. That is the true meaning of this part when we say, عَفُوكَ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ عَمَلِي. Surely, your pardon is superior to my deeds. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان